Hey there, fellow explorers, and welcome back to the Curiosity Chronicles. It's episode 6 in with Valentine's Day, like, right around the corner. We're diving into a topic that's close to all our hearts. Love.
That's right, but not just romantic love. We're talking about love for our planet, too.
Exactly. Awesome. Because, let's be honest, sometimes our traditional Valentine's Day celebrations, they haven't been the most eco-friendly. Think about all that packaging. Mm-hmm. The flowers shipped from who knows where. It all adds up.
Absolutely right. But the exciting thing is we can, like, shift that narrative. What if this year we found ways to express our love that are good for our hearts and the planet?
Okay, I am all ears. Because as we always say here at the Curiosity Chronicles, physically strong, yep. Mentally awake, environmentally safe.
Love that. And that's exactly what we're going to unpack today. We've got a stack of amazing sources filled with creative and inspiring ideas to make this Valentine's Day truly sustainable.
All right, let's dive in. First things first, the source material talks a lot about moving away from stuff and focusing more on experiences. What are your thoughts on that?
It's a fantastic starting point. Think about it. Instead of a bouquet of roses that will wilt in a few days, what if you gifted your Valentine an experience that creates a lasting memory?
Okay, I'm intrigued. Give me an example.
Well, how about planting a tree together? It's symbolic of your growing love, it benefits the environment, and it's something you can revisit and watch flourish over time.
That is such a cool idea. So much more meaningful than a dozen roses that have probably traveled halfway around the world.
Right, and it connects you to nature, which is so important for our well-being. Or instead of a crowded restaurant, what about a romantic picnic in a beautiful natural setting?
I love that. It's more intimate, more affordable, and you get to enjoy the beauty of the outdoors.
Exactly. The sources also suggest things like taking a hike together, visiting a local farmer's market, or even going stargazing. It's all about creating shared experiences that deepen your connection with each other and with the natural world.
Those are some awesome ideas. I'm already feeling inspired.
And you know what else is a fantastic alternative to traditional gifts?
Tell
a romantic photo shoot in nature.
Ooh, I love that. Imagine capturing your love against a stunning natural backdrop. Talk about a unique and beautiful keepsake.
Exactly. It's a way to celebrate your love and appreciate the beauty of our planet at the same time.
Okay, I am sold on experiences. But let's be real. Sometimes you do want to give a physical gift. Is there a way to do that sustainably?
Absolutely. There are so many amazing ethical and eco-friendly options out there these days. For example, ethically sourced jewelry is a great choice.
I admit, when I hear ethical jewelry, I kind of picture hemp bracelets and wooden beads.
Well, it's come a long way since then. We're talking about beautiful pieces made from recycled metals, fair trade gemstones, or even lab-grown diamonds.
Lab-grown diamonds. I've heard of those, but tell me more. Are they as good as the real thing?
They are chemically and physically identical to mined diamonds, but without the ethical and environmental concerns associated with mining. They have the same brilliance and sparkle, but they're created in a controlled environment using advanced technology.
Wow, that's fascinating. So you get all the beauty without any of the guilt. I'm learning so much already.
It's amazing how many sustainable options are available now. And it's not just about jewelry. Sustainable fashion is also having a major moment.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely noticed that. I'm seeing more and more brands using organic cotton, recycled materials, and even vegan leather alternatives. It's really exciting.
What's fascinating here is that sustainable fashion isn't just about the materials. It's also about fair labor practices, minimizing waste, and reducing the environmental impact of production.
It's about making conscious choices at every step of the process, which I love. So if someone wanted to give a sustainable fashion gift, what are some specific items they could look for?
Well, a high-quality hoodie made from organic cotton or recycled materials is always a good choice.
Oh, I love a good hoodie. Cozy and practical. What else?
For something a bit more elegant, there are beautiful dresses made from sustainable fabrics like tencel or bamboo.
Ooh, those sound lovely. What about accessories?
You can find sustainable bags, shoes, even jewelry made from recycled materials, or plant-based alternatives. The options are truly endless.
Okay, so we've got ethical jewelry and sustainable fashion covered. What other kinds of sustainable gifts did our sources highlight?
Well, they had some really fantastic ideas for homemade gifts, and I think these perfectly embody the spirit of Valentine's Day.
Ooh, I love homemade gifts. They're so personal and thoughtful. What did they suggest?
One idea that stood out was a DIY self-care kit. Imagine putting together a basket filled with natural candles, cozy socks, soothing lotions, all made with eco-conscious ingredients.
That is such a sweet and thoughtful gift. It shows you really care about your Valentine's well-being.
Exactly. And it's a great way to pamper your loved one with sustainable goodness. They also suggested a sustainable baking mix, where you could package up all the dry ingredients needed to make delicious treats using ethical and eco-friendly ingredients.
I love that. So you get to enjoy the baking process together.
Yeah.
And you know you're indulging in guilt-free sweets. What other creative homemade gift ideas did they have?
Speaking of creative, have you ever heard of plantable paper?
Plantable paper. Tell me more.
It's paper that you can plant after you're done with it. It's embedded with wildflower seeds. So once your Valentine unwraps their present, they can plant the paper and watch it grow into beautiful flowers.
Sweet, seriously. That's incredible. I've never even heard of that before.
It's like a gift that keeps on giving. And it's a lovely symbol of your love growing and blossoming.
I am obsessed with that idea. What else?
Well, they also mentioned something classic and elegant. A glass calligraphy pen.
Ooh, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Imagine writing a heartfelt love letter with a beautiful calligraphy pen. So much more meaningful than a store-bought card.
Exactly. It's a gift that encourages creativity and self-expression, and it can be treasured for years to come.
And it adds a touch of romance and intentionality to your Valentine's Day celebration.
Absolutely. And speaking of intentionality, I think one of the most powerful and meaningful gestures you can make this Valentine's Day is...
What is it?
Making a charitable donation in your partner's name.
I love that. What a great way to show your partner that you support their values. I want to make a positive impact on the world together.
Right. It's a gift that goes beyond material possessions and truly reflects your shared values.
Okay, before we move on to part two, I want to take a moment to appreciate all these incredible ideas. It's amazing to see how many sustainable options are out there for Valentine's Day. Who knew being eco-conscious could be so romantic?
It's all about being mindful and creative. We can express love and appreciation for our partners while also making choices that benefit our planet.
And it's not about being perfect. It's about taking small steps and making gradual changes that add up to a big difference.
Exactly. Every little bit counts. So for all you lovebirds out there, let's make this Valentine's Day one that's both heartwarming and earth-friendly.
Physically strong, mentally awake, environmentally safe. That's what we're all about here at the Curiosity Chronicles. We'll be back in a moment with even more sustainable Valentine's Day inspiration, so stay tuned. And we're back with part two of our Valentine's Day deep dive. Okay, so we've covered some pretty amazing experience-based ideas and dipped our toes into the world of sustainable gifts. But I'm hungry for more details.
You got it. Our sources actually went pretty deep on some of these gift categories.
Perfect. Let's unpack those. Where should we start?
Well, remember we talked about ethically sourced jewelry? The sources had some really interesting insights about lab-grown diamonds.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah.
That definitely caught my attention. I mean, are they really as good as mine diamonds? Fill me in.
It's incredible, really. They're chemically, physically, and optically identical to mine diamonds. Same brilliance, same fire, same sparkle. Even gemologists often can't tell the difference without specialized equipment.
Wow, that's mind-blowing. But what about the environmental impact? Is it truly less than mining?
Significantly so. Diamond mining can be incredibly disruptive, requiring large-scale land clearing, and often leaving behind a huge environmental footprint. Lab-grown diamonds, on the other hand, are created in controlled environments, using renewable energy sources in many cases.
Okay, I'm starting to see the appeal here, but isn't there something, I don't know, artificial about a lab-grown diamond? Like, it's less romantic somehow.
I understand where you're coming from, but Think of it this way. The sentiment behind the gift remains the same. You're still expressing love and commitment. Plus, knowing that your diamond is conflict-free and environmentally friendly, it adds a whole new layer of meaning.
You make a good point. It's like a modern twist on a classic tradition.
Exactly. And for those who really value the origin story of their gems, there are also jewelers who specialize in using recycled metals and ethically sourced gemstones.
Oh, right. I'd love to hear more about that.
While some companies use recycled gold and silver, which reduces the need for new mining, others work directly with mining communities to ensure fair wages and safe working conditions. And when it comes to gemstones, they prioritize transparency and traceability, making sure the stones are sourced responsibly.
So it's about knowing where your jewelry comes from and the impact it's had along the way.
Exactly. It's about aligning your values with your purchases.
Speaking of aligning values, we also touched on sustainable fashion earlier. I know this is a huge topic, but are there any key takeaways from our sources that our listeners should know?
Definitely. The sources emphasize that sustainable fashion goes far beyond just the materials used. It's about the entire life cycle of a garment.
Okay, so break that down for me. What does that actually mean?
It means considering things like fair wages and safe working conditions for the people making the clothes, reducing water and energy consumption during production, and minimizing waste throughout the supply chain.
So it's a holistic approach to fashion, taking into account both social and environmental impact.
Precisely. And the good news is that the sustainable fashion industry has come a long way. There are now so many stylish and affordable options available.
That's great to hear. I remember when sustainable fashion used to be all hemp and tie-dye.
Right. But now you can find everything from organic cotton t-shirts and recycled denim jeans to elegant dresses made from innovative plant-based fabric.
That's awesome. Right? So you don't have to sacrifice style or quality to be eco-conscious.
Not at all. And one tip from our sources, look for certifications like Fair Trade, GOTS, Global Organic Textile Standard, and B Corp, which indicate that a brand is committed to ethical and sustainable practices.
Those are good ones to keep in mind.
Okay.
So much good info on ethical jewelry and sustainable fashion. But we also talked about homemade gifts earlier, and those always feel extra special. What specific ideas did our sources suggest?
They had some really creative ones. Remember the DIY self-care kit we mentioned? They suggested including a matcha latte kit with a reusable ceramic mug.
Oh, I love that. Matcha is so trendy right now.
Yeah.
And has all sorts of health benefits.
Right. And the reusable mug adds that sustainable touch.
Perfect combo. What other DIY gems did they unearth?
Well, they also suggested a sustainable baking mix. You could package up all the dry ingredients needed for a delicious treat using organic flour, fair trade, sugar, things like that.
Okay. That's a fun activity to do together. You get to bake and enjoy something delicious, knowing you're using ingredients that are good for both you and the planet.
Exactly. And for something truly unique, they suggested creating a Reasons I Love You jar. You could decorate a jar and fill it with little notes about all the things you love about your Valentine.
Oh, that's so sweet. And you can personalize it with inside jokes and special memories.
It's a heartfelt and inexpensive gift that they can cherish long after Valentine's Day is over.
I am loving all these thoughtful and creative ideas. It's really inspiring to see how many ways we can make Valentine's Day more meaningful and sustainable.
Me too. And the best part is, these ideas can be adapted to fit any budget and personality.
Absolutely. It's all about finding what resonates with you and your Valentine. Okay, we've covered a lot of ground here, but I have a feeling there are even more sustainable Valentine's Day surprises in store for us.
You bet. We've got more unique gift ideas and even a few unconventional ways to celebrate coming up in part three. So stay tuned.
And we're back for the final part of our Valentine's Day deep dive. We've explored some amazing sustainable options, from experiences to ethical gifts and heartfelt homemade creations. But I have a feeling you've got even more up your sleeve.
You know me too well. We've covered a lot. But there are a few more gems in our source material that I think our listeners will love.
Okay, I'm all ears. Hit me with your best shot.
Well, remember when we were talking about plantable paper earlier? The sources actually dug a little deeper into the types of plantable paper available.
Oh, right. I was so intrigued by that concept. So it's not just wildflowers then. What other options are there?
You can find plantable paper embedded with herb seeds, vegetable seeds, even tree seeds.
Wow, that's amazing. Imagine giving a gift that could eventually grow into a beautiful herb garden. Or even a majestic tree. Talk about a lasting symbol of love.
It's a beautiful thought, isn't it? And it's such a fun and interactive way to connect with nature.
I'm totally sold on plantable paper. What other unique and memorable gift ideas did our sources uncover?
Well, one that really stood out was the idea of giving a charitable donation in your Valentine's name.
Oh, we touched on that earlier. I think it's such a powerful and meaningful gesture.
It really is. And our sources provided some helpful tips on how to choose the right charity.
Oh, perfect. I was actually wondering about that. So what should we keep in mind when making a donation as a gift?
The key is to really think about your Valentine's passions and values. What causes are close to their heart? Are they passionate about animal welfare, environmental conservation, social justice, or something else entirely?
Right. It should be something that genuinely resonates with them.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to get creative. Maybe there's a local animal shelter they love or a small environmental organization doing amazing work in your community. It doesn't have to be a big, well-known charity to make a meaningful impact.
That's a great point. And it makes the gift even more personal and thoughtful.
Absolutely. And if you're feeling stuck, there are websites like Charity Navigator and GiveWell that provide ratings and reviews of charities to help you make an informed decision.
Those are fantastic resources.
Okay.
So we've explored tons of sustainable Valentine's Day ideas, experiences, ethical gifts, homemade creations, charitable donations. I feel like we've barely scratched the surface.
There's always more to discover, but I think we've provided our listeners with a great starting point for making this Valentine's Day a truly special and sustainable one.
I agree. It's been so inspiring to see how much thought and creativity people are putting into celebrating love in a way that's good for our hearts and to the planet.
It's a beautiful reminder that we don't have to choose between romance and responsibility. We can have both.
Exactly. And it's not about being perfect. It's about making conscious choices and taking small steps that collectively make a big difference.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So as we wrap up this Valentine's Day deep dive, let's encourage our listeners to embrace the spirit of conscious love this year.
Yes. Let's choose experiences, gifts, and gestures that reflect our values and make a positive impact on the world around us.
Remember, every act of love can be an act of sustainability.
Physically strong, mentally awake, environmentally safe. That's the Curiosity Chronicles way. Thanks for joining us on this Valentine's Day adventure.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep those Curiosity Chronicles going.